I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. The Opal Center for Arts and Education in Cottage Grove has been going through an expansion in recent times after gaining their nonprofit status and hiring a new executive director. They present their annual Halloween mashup in the Arcade Theater, this year merging Rocky 1 through 4 with the Rocky Horror Picture Show into one play, Rocky and the Horror Picture Show, with performances from Halloween night through November 9th. In the KLCC studios with us, we have the center's new executive director, Nick Chase. Welcome, Nick.
Hello.
Well, much has been made here of the revitalization of downtown Eugene, but as a Cottage Grove resident, I think revitalization is beginning there as well. Do you see that too?
I do. I see it very strongly. It's one of the things that attracted me to apply for the job there.
And what role do you see for the Opal Center as part of that?
Well, one of the things that that community is, you know, they're sort of, they're a little remote from Eugene, close enough to be able to come into town and go shopping, but maybe not close enough to make it a daily trip. So having their own culture, I think, is a really important feature. It's an important feature of any community. And I think that's true all across Oregon. We're a large community statewide of much smaller micro communities. So I think we're probably going to see this all over Oregon, but Cottage Grove is a really, really nice illustration of that idea.
Talk about how the center has changed and what its goals are now that it's attained nonprofit status.
Well, that's to formalize its situation a little bit and keep it stable and make sure that they can reach out to the community or we can reach out to the community in very specific ways. For instance, you know, we have our ongoing shows like the Rocky Show that's coming up. And that's sort of the homegrown talent getting together and doing what they do best, which is a combination of improv and script writing and just general all-around wackiness. But then we're also trying to reach out to the community to fill the sort of educational gaps that are happening. I know there's a lot of interest in the performing arts, which is, I think, a really interesting feature of the community at large. A lot of the kids are really interested in getting on stage, so we're extending classes to kids and bringing adults in to teach those classes and getting them some experience so that, you know, by the time they're in their teens or maybe a little bit older, if they really want to do that a little more full-time or engage in community theater, we're creating a body of people who are actually ready to get on stage and they're not novices.
And in the short term, Rocky, the Horror Picture Show. What can you tell us about this mashup that's coming up?
This is one of our trademark shows. It's we have what three or four annual shows. You know, we've got the fashion show. When they do a comedy show, we'll have a comedy show coming up in December. We're going to try to do a sort of an internet show also in December, and a couple of other things that I'm probably forgetting. But the Halloween show is a big one. It's a recipe for hilarity. I can say that. The idea is absolutely wonderful. So, you know.
Rocky Balboa doing the time warp. Why did nobody think of that before?
Right.
Seems like a natural somehow.
Yeah.
Following up the Texas Lion King massacre from last year.
Exactly.
Your vision is probably quite different than what's going on in the Cottage Theater, which has done quite well. Do you find ways that those two organizations can support each other?
We're not going to cross wires. We're not going to duplicate each other's efforts, which means we can extend each other. And I think that is a really phenomenal way for two organizations to coexist in the community. We really do offer very, very different kinds of productions. We offer our stage to visiting artists, for one thing, and that's a little different. And then this sort of original play idea that comes up with the recently dubbed Arcade Players. This is the people who have come in and cleaned the theater and kept the theater doors literally open. And they're coming in and writing these plays and getting on stage. So there isn't much duplication, but we are learning from each other. We're looking at the programs that Cottage Theater offers, for instance, to youth or middle school or even adult education. And we're saying, okay, what are they doing? Where are their forces really going strong? And where can we take our forces in to fill in the blanks or to address a completely different niche that no one had particularly thought of?
Nick Chase, Executive Director for the Opal Center for Arts and Education in Cottage Grove. The Arcade Theater and the Opal Center present Rocky, the Horror Picture Show, mashing up Rocky 1 through 4 and the Rocky Horror Picture Show into one play in the Arcade Theater in downtown Cottage Grove, Halloween night, November 1st, 2nd, 8th, and 9th. More information on the web at opalcentercg.org and on Facebook. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.